that actually gets into my next question, which was basically you've got the you know, the Hannah Montanas and of the world and the Jonas Brothers and these basically almost like, you know, like canned, you know, company made bands from like the 50s or something. Like, what do you think the direction of the music industry is going now that these like bands like this and these teeny boppers are like dominating the mainstream?
I think it goes in cycles. You know, you look at the late 80s, all the metal bands that were basically canned, they all looked the same, they all sounded the same. There was a few that were really good that popped out, that did something decent, but it was hard to see them because of all the bad imitators, and pop music had become really horrible. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere came Nirvana. And I think that happens every 10, 20 years or so, and I think we're about due for new Nirvana. I don't think they're going to sound like Nirvana. I don't think they're going to look like Nirvana. But it's, you know what I'm saying? Something's going to come in and kick around the culture a little bit. It happens all the time. And I think right now in our culture, the guy doing that or the entity doing that is Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. He's a black guy. He's this far away from the presidency. That's huge, man.
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge, and people lose sight of it. So I don't know if it's going to come in music. I'm sure it will.
Mm-hmm.
No, it won't be me. I'm too old and crusty. But I'm not really that crusty. But I'm old, and I think youth is what speaks to America, whether it's Bob Dylan or the Beatles or Jimi Hendrix or Led Zeppelin or Nirvana. You know, I think something will come around that will connect with people and basically add another wrinkle to the culture. I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
I mean, if a 22-year-old pretty boy came out with a song called Jesus Was a Democrat, I'm sure he'd get a lot more press than me, you know?
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible, you know? I mean, it's tough to say, you know, because,
It is. It depends on what levers it pushes and, you know, and who decides to write about it and where it comes out and who sees it and who puts it out online. Right now, you can put a video online and it can go viral and millions of people will know about it and it could never be in the press up until that point. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a trip.
Yeah. Now the society, it's very fickle right now because of all the different forms of media and new forms of expression that are coming out. And
you think that there's so much stuff out there, it's kind of hard to raise your head above the crowd a little bit.
I definitely think so. I mean, as someone who's trying to break into the entertainment business myself from a different angle, it's, you know, you've got YouTube and you've got iTunes and now you've got people who are releasing their things through video games. You know, Rock Band and Guitar Hero, they're releasing their singles through, and you just kind of scratch your head and you don't know where to turn. It's a bombardment of different media forms to where you're just kind of, some days you just your head just starts spinning. And I actually was going to ask you about, what do you think about like Rock Band and Guitar Hero and some, you know, these different forms of media and how to get things out there? You know.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know too much about them. I don't really, you know, I don't have a teenage boy. I have a 16-year-old teenage girl who's a leftist elitist 16-year-old.
How'd that happen?
God, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm white trash through the core, man. I don't know where she came from. You know, all joking aside, I think those things are entertainment, and I think anything that entertains, that people go after in a mass way, in a large way, opens up a marketing potential, and people are going to market themselves that way. And these days, the record industry, the way we knew it 10, 20, 30 years ago, is gone. It's gone. Put in a big full-page ad in Rolling Stone is not the best way to advertise what you want to do, even though it would cost $500,000. You'd be better off spending five or $10,000 or $20,000 advertising online. More people would know about it.
Yep.
And it would you'd be able to be more specific about going to your market, you know, like the difference between where John McCain says he wants to use the hatchet and Obama wants to use a scalpel, it makes more sense to use a scalpel and go in there and specifically market to the people you want to market to. And with Guitar Hero and video games and stuff like that, you're going right to the people, right to your demographic. It's kind of brilliant from a marketing point of view. It's kind of evil at the same time. But, you know, I don't know. I don't listen to radio. I listen to satellite radio, mostly talk radio. And when I listen to music, I tend to listen to classic rock or older music. I like hearing hit songs. I listen to some new music, but nothing that really shakes my tail. I'm producing a band right now called Apparently Nothing. They just write such great songs. They're 22 years old. The guy's 20, one guy's 23. The kid can sing his ass off, and it's just been a pleasure to work on it because it's a great rock and roll record. Whether anyone ever hears about it, who knows?
But when's it coming out?
I don't know. We just finished the basics. We got all the guitars and vocals and stuff. Now we're putting on backing vocals and getting ready to mix it. So I don't know. We're going to shop. You know, I'm going to give it to some people, and those kids are going to shop it around. They might put it out themselves. Who knows? It's a different world right now.
Well, hey, if you want, you call me back up. I'll get them on the website if you want.
Well, take a listen, see what you think of it. I think you'll like it. If you like Everclear, I'd be surprised if you don't like this. It's you know, these kids grew up with '90s rock, and really have some good perspectives on it. I think the songs are great. I like it. I'm 46. My friends like it. My 16-year-old likes it. You know, I mean, I think it's valid and good. I don't know, I'll send it to you.
All right, yeah, definitely. Definitely pass it along. Just this is the first original thing you guys have done in a couple of years since Welcome to the Drama Club. I mean, you had the Vegas Years come out about 6 months ago, which was a bunch of covers. When can we expect to see something original from Everclear?
A new album?
Yeah, like a new album, yeah.
We're working on a new album. I think the song's going to be a part of the new album. We're doing a few songs at a time, because that's, you know, I'm not signed to a label. I don't want to be signed to a label. When we have an album done, we'll shop it around and see if there's a deal out there that people are excited about it and they can market it and put some money behind it. And whether they're a major label or an indie label or something else, you know, we'll see. But to answer your question, we're going in the studio in January, so to record the remainder of a full record, so I'd like to have it out by next summer. Whether that happens or not, who knows? I'm infamous for making albums, walking away from it, and then coming back and going, no, we need to record some more songs. I do that every time. I always say I'm not going to do it, but I do. But it's because I don't feel like it's done yet. And I want to make a great record.
Art, I really want to thank you for coming on with me today, taking a half hour of your time to help promote, of course, Jesus Was a Democrat. The free MP3 is online at everclearonline.com, and you can check out Everclear's MySpace page, of course. It's been a real pleasure. I thank you again. I'm a huge fan, and this has been a great experience for me.
Well, thank you, man. It was really good questions. I enjoyed talking to you, and you can always write me at the MySpace page, and we can keep in touch there.
Definitely. Definitely sounds like a plan.
All right. Take care.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.